DW.
Stalks of young millet and corn stretch as far as the eye can see. A deep red dirt track cuts through the green and leads to Agababu Farm. The only discernible building is a standalone warehouse. It's separated into several large rooms. One for cooking and one for sleeping. Three dozen empty beds and mattresses are lined up neatly against the wall. And beyond, through a doorway, more fields disappear into the horizon. It's 8 a.m. and the farm factory contestants have been up since the crack of dawn. A group of silhouettes stand out in the distance. They've begun their daily chores. Starting with weeding one of the plots. They'll live, sleep, work and compete here at Agababu for at least 2 months. All for the chance to win their very own farm, and it's all being recorded for a TV show. 25-year-old Ali Youssek is one of the candidates. Today he's planting okra, known as gombo, in Senegal.
It's gumbao. We're going to plant it here. We chose gumbao because we worked out that with the weather and the rain, we'll be able to harvest it in 3 months.
Before coming to Agababu Farm, Aliou only had basic knowledge of working the land. He didn't know how to harvest crops and plants. Thanks to Farm Factory and the on-site training, he says he's already learnt a lot.
Looking at us, you'd think we were real farmers. But we're just beginners, winging it. But once training is over, we really will be good farmers.
Real farmers are exactly what the show wants to turn them into. Faced with massive rural exodus in Senegal, high unemployment and unreliable harvests, Farm Factory's aim is to impart a love of the land to young people and galvanise agriculture in the country. It's the brainchild of television producer Ousmane Faye.
Au-delà du projet de divertissement, ce que nous proposons.
Beyond the entertainment factor, what we're offering has economic and social impacts that will have consequences for the environment, which can bring about a social transformation for young people.
Apporter de la transformation sociale au niveau des jeunes.
The rural sector is a major employer in Senegal, but agriculture as a whole has largely been snubbed by younger generations, says Ousmane. Unemployment in the country currently stands at 13%. It's seen as peasant work, a last resort, what you do when all else has failed. As a child, Ousmane recalls his cousins coming to live with his family in Dakar and not really understanding why until much later. They'd left the countryside and come to the city looking for work, convinced there was no future in the fields. Ousmane wants to change that idea through his show.
We want to create a new type of Senegalese citizen, one that knows their roots. We all come from the land. We want to lift the taboos, remove the barriers, and deconstruct all the hang-ups that we have, that we carry with us when it comes to the rural environment.
Aissatou Diaw is a trained mechanic. Good with her hands, she applied to participate in the show and traded in her wrenches for a micro-irrigation system.
I'm unwinding the drip irrigation tube to water the crops. It will stretch across 70 metres or so, so the water will come and only water the plants. I applied to Farm Factory because it's an adventure, and I like adventures, and I like television, I like agriculture and the land. It's hard, harder than I imagined. Like, for example, weeding. It's hard. It's manual labour. It's hard because we do everything by hand.
Out of 248 applicants, 66 were initially selected, then half were eliminated during a one-month trial on the farm. Some had never held a rake, others just wanted to be on television. But Senegal's future celebrity farmer is among the remaining candidates, says Ousmane Faye, the producer.
Voilà, donc fabriquer ce nouveau type de Sénégalais qui...
Through the magic of TV, we get to see the commitment of young people. We have here 32 contestants who will encourage others to take up farming. In 5 years' time, there'll be more farmers. There'll be a transformation.
On verra cette transformation-là se réaliser.
The show is sponsored by the National Integration and Agricultural Development Agency. Its mission? To build more farms, create more jobs, and grow more food. And if reality TV is the way to achieve that, then so be it. To bolster food security in the country, the government agency plans to create 60,000 jobs for young people in agriculture by 2019. Agababu is one of 102 government-owned farms that currently employs 10,500 people across the country. Some 400 farms are expected to be operational in the next 2 years. The farm factory contestants are growing corn, chili peppers, capsicum, okra and millet. Planting more traditional crops like millet or fonio, crops that are climate resilient in Africa, is a more sustainable way of farming and improving food security, says Malik Sarr, the director general of the agency.
I think this is an inevitable path that we'll have to take because it is one that will guarantee the sustainability of farms in our different countries.
But this won't happen overnight. Rice is still a firm favourite. Originally cultivated as a cash crop, rice was quickly adopted by farmers for its ease of cultivating and processing. The National Agricultural Agency is now providing training and new sustainable farming methods in an attempt to make farming more profitable. And the reality TV show will help shine a light on them.
With help from the agency and new irrigation technologies, young farmers living off the land can have the same standard of living as people living in a city.
The show is set to broadcast on national television in October. The will to succeed is palpable among all the contestants, but the rivalry is invisible. Yet only 20 people will remain, divided into two teams of 10, and just one team will win a farm worth 20 million CFA francs, around 30,500 euros. It just remains to be seen if Farm Factory can inspire similar efforts to solve Senegal's food security challenges. For DW, Emmanuel Landet in Dakar, Senegal.
DW.